It's 88.5 KCSN, Sky Daniels, and a pleasure to welcome Miko to KCSN.
Hi, thank you.
We're so glad to have you. Nick Harcourt, who, as you know, works here with us, is such a fan, and I guess would be one who's told me many stories of going back to the first time you sauntered into the studio with him, kind of shy and wondering, what am I doing here at his old station?
Yeah.
And a lot's happened since back then for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How, and talking about a lot's happened, how does a woman from Roberta, Georgia get up the gumption to move to LA and say, I'm going to become a singer-songwriter?
Well, I have an older sister, and she wanted to move here, and I kind of followed her. I don't know if I would have done it by myself. She was my crutch, kind of. I think we're each other's crutches. And so we moved here together, and slowly but surely I started playing open mic nights getting my guts together to even sing in front of people for the first time.
And that's something that you've been pretty open about, that you initially had what some might say stage fright, or just weren't that comfortable performing, and you literally worked your way through that.
Yeah, it was my goal to get comfortable, and now I'm really comfortable. Sometimes I'm too comfortable and I talk forever on stage, but it's a work in progress. And as a kid, I would still do talent shows and national anthems at baseball games, and I loved that feeling afterwards of feeling so proud that I did this, but the feeling on stage was just like, oh god.
So this was a face your fear kind of thing,
yeah,
for you in the beginning?
Totally. And open mic nights helped me get through that. And I'm okay now.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, better than okay, I would say.
Thanks.
You were a beneficiary of really becoming a, quote, viral sensation. The MySpace story, there was a time with Boys with Girlfriends where that was what we deem now a legitimate viral explosion, that it just started to become bigger, bigger, and bigger. And I guess my point is, now, like many things, once something has happened and been replicated so many times, well, then now there starts to build a little defense against and a little jaundiced opinion of it. But in your period, it was really an explosive thing, was it not?
Yeah, it was. Just the reach that the internet had at that time was amazing to me, and I was all about it, constantly updating my page and I don't know, connecting with fans and stuff like that, and putting new music on every now and then on the page. And I realized just how far my reach was. I mean, people in Indonesia were listening to my music. I never thought that that was possible, so that opened my whole world up. And
how many did you ever keep track, and have you maintained what we call a cumulative, do you have any idea how many people saw, listened, streamed, viewed the countless videos, either the official video or the ones they made with lyrics? Do you have any idea what the number of people that saw the video of that particular song was, or heard that song online?
No, I have no idea, really.
It's got to be crazy, 50, 100, whatever, million. It's got to be nuts.
No,
man.
I have no idea.
We'll look it up. We'll do an accounting.
Me. Yeah.
we'll get the label on that for their next promotional piece.
Okay, the song is called Good Looking Loser.
Look what you've done. Look what you have become. You're a puppet, a fool, and a thief. With my eyes closed, 'cause that's how it goes. Everyone knew it but me. You're a good looking loser, and I'm the one. as sorry as I am ashamed. Should have been smarter, should have tried harder, should have been quick to your game. You're a good looking loser.
Now you have behind you a label that's really dedicated and committed to work not only new media, but traditional media and everything in between. They've got you working hard, don't they?
Yeah.
And I imagine their plans are going to be even more intense as the album is out and the campaign moves forward, yes?
Yeah, of course. I mean, this is the name of the game, and I've wanted to do this my entire life, and so I'm all about it. Bring on the work.
You've acclimated yourself over the last few years with a lot of how many interviews do you think you've done? See, I caught you on how many views
that one get? Gosh.
Could you even put a number on it, or has it become a blur?
It is a blur. And I'm still, you know, I'm still small potatoes at this point, so I don't even know. Maybe. I don't know, a few thousand?
With bloggers and radio and whatever media there is?
Yeah.
A few thousand?
Probably.
Come back to me when you've hit 5,000.
Okay. All right. Done.
See, I didn't know you didn't already have 5,000. Who let her in here?
I have no idea.
We're just kidding. We're kidding you.
You did.
We did. We welcomed you in here, actually. We welcomed you in here because one of the things that we want to try to do. And it's difficult, as you'll understand. There are national artists that call LA home, but really still are have a real loyal local fan base. So in our hearts and minds, they are local artists, and you would epitomize that. You really are. Bona fide member of the hotel cafe scene.
Mm-hmm.
And you have hotel cafe to thank for a lot of things.
Yeah.
Including you worked there for a while, right?
I did. I played there once, and then I needed a job. I was working at this Indian restaurant in Silver Lake called Tantra. And I got fired from my job. I don't, or maybe I quit. I think what happened was I asked for some time off and I went on vacation and I came back and they were like, we gave your job to somebody else. I'm like, oh my God, I need a job. So I got in touch with Max and Marco at the Hotel Cafe and they're like, we could maybe hire you as a cocktail waitress. And so that's what I did. I was a cocktail waitress there and I ended up being a bartender. And when someone would cancel or someone really cool would play, they would get me to either open or fill spots. And so I played there a lot and I got a lot of exposure that way, and I do have them to thank for it. And I was able to pay my rent, so well, it was,
you know,
good
that's,
stuff.
That's a great story in that, you know, that is a club that obviously we like to align ourselves with. Marco and I are from the same small town in Ohio.
Really?
Yeah, we found that out when we first met. That was a trip.
Wow.
How two mokes from Youngstown, Ohio, end up in L.A., you know, incubating singer-songwriters. Ugh, would have never saw that one coming. But they really are dedicated to helping create a community of singer-songwriters. And I didn't realize the dedication went as far as it did in your case, where they said, look, we'll really help you out. We'll support you all the way. So I think it's fitting that tonight and tomorrow night you're going to be doing your record release party there. You're going to be performing a couple of times. Now, is it different when you go back in there, or is it always going to be like your home?
It's always going to feel like home. If I am done with a show and I notice that they're super busy and there's lots of glasses on the tables, like, it's my instinct to grab them and take them to the bar, sometimes even wash them. I think I feel such a connection to that place. And it was only right that I did this record release there. And I'm really happy that I did that.
I love hearing the fact that you'd be ready right there to get out and bus tables, you know.
Yeah.
I just performed. I've released my new album. It comes out. I'm going to clean up a few of those plates for you now. Yeah. That's full service performance right there. I got to tell you something.
This song is called Stuck on You.
I must confess, when I wear this dress, I feel like dancing the whole night with you. And when I do, 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 I feel so happy I'm stuck on you. 'Cause you are the one I could see having fun with, not just for the night, but for the rest of my life. You are the one I could never. Stuck on you. 'Cause you are the one I could see having fun with, not just for the night, but for the rest of my life. You are the one I could never be done with. I want you tonight and for the rest of my life too. Stuck on you.
I just got an updated count because I needed an updated count. There now are 7 different mixes of Between the Sheets. I mean, Leave the Lights On.
Mm-hmm.
One, you've worked with the Crystal Method before.
Mm-hmm.
But now there's a number of different mixes, and it seems to be proliferating. You seem to be keen on the idea of, okay, let's see where this goes and how you interpret it. Yeah.
Yeah. I love it. When I first wrote the song, I was like, this is going to be so cool when it's remixed and it has beats all over the place. And so that was my goal when I recorded the song, to make sure that we had the stems ready for people to remix it. And, yeah, and all these cool remixes are coming in, and I love it. The more, the merrier.
Has there ever been a time where one comes in and you go, where'd the song go?
Not yet. Everything that's come in has been pretty cool, and it's nice to see what different people's takes are on songs. I love remixes in general, and it's cool.
Well, I know that Nick on Connections has played 4.
Oh, really?
And now he's going to make 4. It's his goal to get the next 3
That's
in.
Awesome.
And if you get more, keep feeding them to him, because he has an appetite for them. Let's talk a little bit about the shows tonight now. I'm going to assume that the fact that you have Jesse Thomas opening tonight and Tim Myers opening tomorrow goes back to the old, let's take care of our own Hotel Cafe spirit. Is that true?
Yes, it is. Jesse Thomas is she's a newbie to the Hotel Cafe scene, and she just finished her record and gave it to me at South by Southwest. We played a show together there, and I listened to it, and it was so cool and gritty and sweet, like sweet folk rock, but just has a grittiness to her voice, and I loved it, and have been kind of addicted to it lately, and asked her to play.
Yeah, see, and that's good, and that leads me to a question. As you're songwriting, you know, you've talked about wanting to progress as a songwriter and make sure you don't fall into traps or you don't start to work in a continuum, that you want to expand your songwriting prowess. I would assume one of the things I know about a lot of the Hotel Cafe artists is there is a lot of collaboration and communication about the craft of songwriting. Do you have a few friends from the quote scene that you really do get into real conversations about the craft of songwriting with?
I do. I mean, it's such a like family feeling. We all hang out together, and I mean, it's not like, yeah, it sounds really exclusive or weird and like inner circle kind of stuff, but we're it's like family. We play shows together. We hang out together. We call each other when we need a friend. And but yeah, we do. A lot of us write together, and it's cool to collaborate. And it's cool to see what each other has going on, and it's inspiring. This song is called "Leave the Lights On." Trying hard to make you see.
the reason KCSN's here is, on one level, is to try to expose artists, new artists, and, you know, as we like to say, we also respect the legacy artists. It's part of our mission here, and certainly you are someone that we are rooting for. We love your label. We really want the best for you, and we're hoping that this record takes off. But you won't get too big to come back and visit us. Now, are you going to promise you're going to come back and see us soon?
I promise, well, yes.
Everyone, tonight, you have an opportunity, as well as tomorrow night, to catch Miko. It's a record release show at the Hotel Cafe, two nights. And we want to really thank you for coming by and performing today. They were exquisite performances, even though you needed that cup of tea for the one song.
Thank you.
You got it.